Omar, I want you to fire up that AI company that tried to do a little underhanded clip, take a clip out, and they try to make people look bad, but you're dealing with somebody who has a different psychology of, you know, when someone tries to make them look bad. I don't know. It doesn't affect me, right? And in fact, I think, all right, we'll get to you someday. And today we're going to get to him, and we're going to talk about the what the Hanabila have said, what the Malikiya have said, what the Shafi'iyya have said, what the Ahnaf have said. Omar is going to fire that up. But to give you a summary, this is an organization that uses artificial intelligence to produce quotes for you, quotes from books. So we'll wait to see how that goes. In general, I think all the fuqaha like the human interface. If it's just a matter of providing a reference, I mean, people Google stuff all the time. So what exactly is the difference? But I don't think they should call it a fatwa. They should just call it a reference site. But anyway, let's take a look at their attempted mockery here. So let's see what they said here. By the way, they got ripped in the comments.
Go to a grave and put flowers on the grave.
Not sure if what you're hearing is correct.
Oh my gosh, the guy can't handle it.
Ask Sheikh AI is here to help. With this new AI platform, you can select your school of thought, write your question, and get your answer. As simple as that. You have your answer, and you save yourself the fear of embarrassing yourself with the local imam. Sign up to the waitlist today to get notified as soon as we drop.
Well, that question is definitely not going to embarrass you when you ask your local imam if you could put some flowers on your mom's grave. Nor would it shock anyone, whatever anyone says. But let's actually just get to the mas'ala, because you could tell the slant of the organization based on who they have in their little Instagram clips. Now, myself, Sheikh Asrar, and they got some Shi'is, as if he's putting people he thinks are innovators in one category. And then Sheikh Haroon commented to them, and he said, by the way, you're not using some of the Mu'tamad books at the way you're advertising. And they asked him, I think they said something like, who are you? His bio said that he's studying at Azhar, because that's what Sheikh Haroon is. He's completing his degree at Azhar. So I think they said to him, well, you're an Azhari, so that's all we need to know, right? It's like, what? First of all, are you going to treat your potential customers like that? You're going to treat your potential downloaders like that and also insult him in front of everybody? Hello, where's your brain? So anyway, let's get to what some ulama said, because there clearly is a khilaf on the matter. And the khilaf on the matter is that, was this something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended for everybody to do, or was it something that only he did? That's the question. So Al-Qurtubi says that when the Prophet went to the grave of people he was informed are receiving a punishment, and he placed two green stalks on them and said that he hoped that as long as they're green, that the punishment would be lifted from them or would be eased up on them. Okay, one of them was a backbiter, all the time backbiting. The other, he didn't care about tahara. So what is that affects your prayer? If you don't care about putting stamps on your envelopes don't arrive, right? Whether or not you had a good intention or not, Allah has created systems here, and you have to respect the system. In any event, let's begin with Al-Qurtubi. He says that it's a shafa'ah for them as long as it was green. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, Mazidi says, it could be that he was given wahi that it would be the punishment would be relieved from them for that period of time. But why? Well, there's an argument against that, because if it's wahi, then why would he said, I hope? Prophet said, I hope. If it's wahi, then it's certainty, because wahi doesn't come with speculation. Al-Khattabi says it could be that he hopes that his dua for them remains so long as these stalks are green. But then we ask the question, and he says it's not anything to do with the stalks. Well, then we ask a question, why wouldn't the dua be permanent? Like, why would a dua have a shelf life? Right? When the Prophet prays for rahmah for somebody, it's not a temporary rahmah that he wants. Anyway, we're going to read all the opinions, because a matter of khilaf, we have to elevate our discourse. Matters of khilaf, read both sides. What you believe is a stronger evidence, ahlan wa sahlan, or if you have a madhab, you follow that. But at the very least, you should not be doing what this sheikh.ai, it's called sheikh.ai. I'm giving you free advertisement, so you should be happy. what this organization is doing is trying to make Sheikh Asrar look bad, trying to make myself look bad. Thing is, you're dealing with someone who really could, I almost enjoy it sometimes, right? I'm always ready for a fight. Although I don't want to fight with another Muslim. But if you pick it, and you know there's always this problem, someone hits you, you strike back, and then they say, don't cause fitna. Hold on a second. Isn't the fitna started by the guy who threw the first punch? Anyway, he says that in this opinion by Khattabi, whether it's fresh or dry, it doesn't make a difference. That's an opinion. It has been said, the meaning here, as long as these stalks are green, well, we know that living things and plants are making tasbih, and it's the tasbih that causes that decrease in punishment, because the tasbih of Allah and punishment don't come together. And this is what has been used in many fatawa, in Hanbali books, as well as we're going to read right now, that allow for the dua and recitation at graves. Because they're saying here, if the plant is a cause for decrease of punishment, imagine a human reciting the Quran or any other tasbih. وَعَلَى هَذَا, if you take this understanding, then the punishment goes away في كل ما فيه رطوبة من الأشجار وغيرها. So if that's the way you understand it, that it's the tasbih of the plants, of the living plant, that causes the punishment to go away, then by extension, any and all plants will that as long as they're alive, will produce that same effect. And hence, not only is that a permissibility, then you're doing someone a good deed. وَقَالَ أَيْضًا, he says, الطيبي says, it could be completely unknown to us. Yes, for sure, the absolute knowledge is unknown to us. And everyone is speculating, and the speculations are all valid, and we can see which is most valid. Or most strong. We can't say most valid. We say strongest of all speculations. We know all of the ahjar, all of the plants, they make tasbih of Allah. And the tasbih of Allah repels punishment and repels bad things. Qala al-Qadi Ayyad. He says the whole matter is ghaybi. The Prophet put them there because of a matter that's ghaybi. It's unseen to us. Meaning the news that they're being punished. I say, Qadi Ayyad, he said, it's irrelevant to us. It's not necessary for us to know what is a person's state in his grave for us to pray for him for mercy. So therefore, that argument, it doesn't make a difference. So if we don't know, if we knew, then we wouldn't pray for them. If we knew that they're in paradise, like a martyr, if we knew that they were having pleasure in their grave, we wouldn't pray for them. No, we still pray for them. There is nothing in this hadith that shows that the Prophet himself put them there. He could have ordered someone to put them there. بَلْ يُحْتَمَلْ أَنْ يَكُنْ أَمْرَ بِهِ. It's possible that the messenger commanded somebody to put the plants there. And here we have one of the strongest pieces of evidence. فعل الصحابة للحديث أي فهمه للحديث. The Sahabi Burayda took an example from this. فَأَوْصَى Burayda. He counseled, when I die, put on my grave two stalks, just as you did for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a Sahabi did it, that's a very strong evidence. And this narration says it was Burayd al-Aslami, the Sahabi, who advised and counseled, put two in my grave. One narration says on my grave, ala al-qabri, and this in قال البخاري وأوصى بريد الأسلمي أن يجعل في قبره جديدان. Two stalks, two green stalks in his grave. Qala Ibn Hajar. Ibn Hajar says, it appears from the way he wrote this that he supports putting green things on or in the graves. What about Ibn Hajar al-Haytami al-Shafi'i in his Fatawa al-Kubra, Shafi'i fatwas? He says the istinbat of the Shafi'iyya is to do it for all, meaning permitted and even beneficial for all in general, based on that it's the tasbih that is the cause that there is no punishment or that the punishment goes away. Let's go to the Ahnaf and let's travel down to Bilad al-Hind. Qala sahibu al-fatawa al-hindiyya ala al-quburi hasanun in tasaddaqa biqimat al-wardi kana ahsan. And if he gives charity from the value of those, it's even better. So he says it's hasan. So here we have the Hassan, the Malikiyya Hassan, the Shafi'iyya Hassan. طيب فلنذهب إلى الإمام أحمد وأصحابه. who is saying that Sahib Matalib, because of this, it is a sunnah. Sunnah. All things that would decrease punishment is a sunnah. وَلَوْ بِجَعْلِ جَرِيدَ رَطِبَ فِي الْقَبْرِ. Even if that means putting a green stalk on the grave. وَأَوْصَى بِهِ بُرَيْدَ. Burayda asked for this to be done to himself. We said here this is an ikhtilafi matter. We're just going to read everything and you could see which one is most appealing. And I can tell you which I feel is most, but strongest of evidences. But as clearly we're saying, it's an ijtihadi matter. And the fool is in knowledge is one who takes an ijtihadi matter and elevates it to a qat'i and yatashannaj and makes these crazy videos like this.